Be sure to get in on the action at the Laclede's Landing Watch Party, sponsored by Gateway Sports Emporium. Watch the Blues on a 12-foot projection screen with a view of the arch in the background. With the DJ and drink special starting hours before the puck drop, there's no reason to go anywhere else. Be sure to wear your Blues gear to get in on the food special, like Gateway Sports Emporium on Facebook, or follow them on Twitter for a free drink. Laclede's Landing Watch Party, sponsored by Gateway Sports Emporium at 719 North 2nd Street on the Landing.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
703 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports 105.7 HD2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program. Welcome to the Acorns Golf Links 7 o'clock hour, and what a program we have for St. Louis Blues fans today. Seamaster gonna Seamaster, take a look at the Get Tinted STL Captain's Log. The Captain's Log brought to you by Get Tinted STL. 8 o'clock, Reed Lowe. He had an opinion on the switch to Jake Allen. He was not on board with it. And then what happened is, Doug, the Blues won on Saturday night. I don't know if you were aware of it.
Yeah, sure. I read about it.
You weren't there?
I was there.
But you chose to drive up to the Bay Area.
No, I didn't have a car to do that.
But Reed Lowe was critical of it, and so then once the Blues won, it's weird how this works, then people, in celebration of the victory, go on Twitter and troll Reed Lowe. That's kind of what you do. You're in a good mood because the team won, but you got to take it out on somebody who gave an opinion that proved to be wrong, and then after the fact, you go and troll him.
Well, that means you have a piece of the victory then.
Yes!
That's
yes!
how it works. Then it's sort of like you helped win the game for the Blues.
Reed Lowe, 8 o'clock, 8:30, Kelly Chase, brought to you by GFI Digital. Brett Hull with us at 9 o'clock, and then Joe Micheletti, who has been on the call of the Blues and Sharks, is with us at 9:30. Doug Seamaster, gonna Seamaster.
That's a heck of a lineup you've put together there, Seamaster. That's a heck of a lineup.
Good job, Seamaster.
Thank you, Douglas.
I think a lot of people, they want to hear opinions before the game. They want to hear spicy little analysis of coaching moves and player thoughts. And then when it goes against what that analyst thought, people jump on him. I don't know that that's fair.
Well, if you do it before and give your reasoning, then I think you got juice. But if you're a wizard who, after things play out and go and troll the person, then I think you're
wrong.
You're schlepping.
Wrong?
A jackass.
I don't think that there's a ton of people, you know.
Ask Reed Lowe if there were a ton of people.
No, I'm saying that I mean, I'm not talking about the Twitter toughs. I'm talking about generally speaking.
Twitter toughs, I like that.
I think that there was probably a lot of people say, stay with Elliott. We understand why Hitch is doing that. Either move, who knows how it's going to work out. But there were some people say, you stick with Elliott, too. It's not like he was alone on an island saying that.
Yeah, I think they'd have won that game with Elliott in goal. Allen played very well.
Yeah, there's no question. Hitch pushed some buttons. They turned out to be the right buttons. And then I think the San Jose Shark got a little complacent. That top line, which had been such a difference maker, there were a bunch of mistakes that those guys made, and it seemed like they were a different team. And the Blues, without question, much more energetic and looking to deliver the first hit as opposed to laying back.
Pierre LeBrun writing in ESPN.com, after poring over 5 hours of video at the team's hotel on Friday, the veteran coach concocted the needed formula. They're playing faster from effort and much more physical, noted a rival Western Conference head coach via text message during the game on Saturday night. Tactics are simple. Hard to the ozone and have a purpose when you get there, and don't turn the puck over. That was from a Western Conference head coach. That Pierre LeBrun does a lot of texting with coaches. He cited Boudreaux and Daryl Sutter from Game 3. And this coach chose to
remain anonymous. And then he has another anonymous coach, this one from the Eastern Conference, an assistant. Blues really amped up their energy, and the Sharks look like they're a step behind with everything execute-wise. The Blues are doing a much better job of staying on the defensive side of the Sharks when they don't have the puck and just not letting the Sharks dictate the pace of the game. It's Blues hockey.
I'm an insider. I got a text from Eric Boganicki who said, good game by the Blues.
Oh, my God.
A little forward from here. Yeah.
Good game by the Blues.
You have that.
Yeah.
All right.
Screenshot that.
Thank you, Bogey.
You can text in 314-880-0808. You can also call in on the appliance discount or phone lines, 314-880-0808. The appliance discounters, loyal sponsors of this radio program for years and years and years. And we ask that when the time comes for you to do business with an appliance outlet, you make sure that you're going to the appliance discounters at theappliancediscounters.com with six locations, one in Baldwin, one in Webster Groves, one in St. Charles, one in Arnold, one in St. Louis City on Delore, and one in Illinois in Fairview Heights on Illinois State Street, theappliancediscounters.com. So the Blues pawn the Sharks in a game that was a total outlier from the manner with which the three previous games had been played, and it sets the stage for a game five tonight in St. Louis with a series tied at two apiece. Jeremy Rutherford writes about it. I was discussing it with the Great Americans, Doug. We have a new Morning After fan page. Have you joined it yet?
I don't believe I have, no.
Wow.
There's something I have to do to join this one?
Click join.
Are you on Facebook?
Yes, he is. He's very active on Facebook. Your video was awesome after the game on Saturday night. Would you Facebook Live it? That was great stuff.
Facebook Live, just everything that
it's still up there for people who'd want to see it.
I thought people might get a
kick. Yeah, it was great stuff. I watched it on Sunday morning.
So what you're saying is you're not joining the fan page. You're more about, hey, look at me.
No, it wasn't a look at me.
Hey,
it was
look
kind
at me.
Of a look behind the curtain. Here's your post game. Here's what it looks like. Wasn't real exciting stuff. And I had to hold a mic and kind of help the lensman at times. Tell Tim
your little battery story. Can you do that? Because I think he would appreciate it. He's no longer in television, but he spent many years applying that trade.
Oh, had a photographer, of course. You know, we borrow photographers sometimes.
K-Pix?
From the market where we go. Yeah. Great guy.
San Francisco affiliate.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Great guy. Nice guy. Did a good job for the most part.
For the most part.
Blues had a news conference at the hotel on Friday. I guess it was Friday. It scheduled for 4, so we got there at 3:30, and we're sitting in the room and waiting with the other media and waiting a little longer and waiting. And then about 3:58, he says, oh, I got to go get a battery. So he leaves the hotel and goes down on the street, gets the battery. In the meantime, Alex Steen comes in, does his little thing, talks.
I hadn't thought about stuff like this in 11 years, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that happens, and it's miserable.
But there's more, though, because there was another news conference at which there was a few people seated at the podium. So the camera guy, you would know because you used to apply that trade. The camera should be kind of locked in on whoever's speaking, and then you move accordingly to who's speaking. But, Doug, that wasn't the case.
Well, not one time, no. Troy Brower was talking, and we were on Brozniak while he held up his phone. I said, hey, you got to get Brower.
He's taking
talking.
A selfie.
The guy talking. That's what, oh,
he's taking
oh,
a selfie.
Oh, okay.
Very few people can be on local news.
Charlie Marlowe summing it up perfectly for you. So, Doug, you just got back from San Jose. I assume you had a nonstop into Spirit on private jet?
No. Stopped in Las Vegas for an hour and a half.
Yeah? What'd you think as you flew in there? You thought, there it is.
Yeah. I'd say I'd like to spend about a week there on vacation someday.
Well, maybe we'll do that next
early
week.
Early 80s.
Did you play a slot or two?
I don't know.
Come on, Dougie.
Oh, Video P.
No. This is my ticket out of the business. Come on.
It has no attraction to me whatsoever. None. I walk by one of those slot machines. I have no desire at all.
What about the Hoos?
Throw my money in there. I was in an airport, Tim.
Yeah, the Las Vegas airport, though.
What about the big signs for Thunder Down Under? Were you tempted?
They do have those there. They do have those there.
I saw Deanne, not Deanne.
You saw Deanne Lane at the airport.
Lisa Zygmunt, the former Channel 5 anchor, Lisa Zygmunt.
What do you say, all whites look alike?
Maybe white former anchors at Channel 5, maybe they tend to look similar.
And so she was doing a show in Vegas now.
She wasn't, no. She was with a group of friends that had some fabulous trip to the Grand Canyon. I just saw her waiting on the plane. That's all.
And you yelled, "Deanne Lane, hello."
I'm a whore.
Really wasn't much more to it than that. You're asking for some airport story. That's all I got. I sat there at the airport. I waited. Hey, there's Lisa Zygmunt from Channel 5. And talked to her for a minute. And that was about it.
Did you see Dan Issa?
I didn't see Dan. I would have brought his name up in that story if I had. I didn't see anyone else I knew. No one. That's it.
How would you grade yourself on the journalism you performed on this trip?
Oh, it's a good solid C, C plus, I guess. Same old stuff.
It is nice that he said the shooter did a good job for the most part.
But there were left two the battery in the car and was taking selfies. You
know, yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up on the air because
you think
got
he's streaming
very well, and I'll work with him again here.
Because you're flying back
days.
Out.
I think so, yeah.
But he's not listening.
Well,
I think he's a fan of the show,
not.
Isn't he?
No, yeah, he was.
He takes
good.
In as the Baldwin bottom feeder. Memory serves.
I don't believe he's the ball and bottom.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. I just thought Tim would enjoy that story.
I do enjoy those stories.
Because
I can picture it, and any of us who have been in the quote-unquote industry have been there. Although I wasn't working in the selfie era. I was working in the battery
It wasn't taking a
era. Stephen Wildwood asks, where them whores at? That's from the 314. But what I was getting to is this. And Jeremy Rutherford touched on it. I wrote about it. And I wrote about it while it was going on with the Blackhawks in the first round. The Blues now will play their fifth Game 5 at home since 2013. Unfortunately, the Blues have lost the first four. And in three of the four, the series has been tied. That was in at home against LA in 13. Of course, all these are at home. Against Chicago in 2014. Series was tied against the Minnesota Wild last year. And then the Blues were leading the series 3-1 against the Blackhawks this year. Pivotal game five with the series tied at 2. And the Blues lost all of them. And when you win, whoever wins game five, in a 2-2 series, 78% of the time goes on to win the series. I'm actually surprised not higher. But the Blues, in all the cases with 2013, 14, and 15, lost the series in the next game on the road. In the case of 13 in L.A., 14 in Chicago, and last year in Minnesota. When they lost game 5 this year, they went on to win game 7. Three of these four game fives that I'm citing have gone to overtime. It would be lovely to see that streak come to an end tonight. Oh, so lovely.
Well, would,
worst case scenario at that point is you got a game 7 in St. Louis on Friday night. How do you do? Let the tribbing begin.
I mean, as dominant as they were in the last game, that would squander all that, what I like to say, good works that they put together there. If they don't win tonight. And the Shark, as you know, Doug, is a team that is very much at home on the road. See what I did there?
I thought of one more story on my trip to San Jose that I didn't tell you about when Tim brought up tribbing. On the way out there, I went to Southwest, and the two women seated next to me on the plane, they were lesbians.
I bet they were 24 years old.
Well, they weren't a whole lot older than that. And they got Tim, they got up and they used the restroom together.
Oh, my God, Doug.
That's what they did. Yep, that's what they did. They did.
And you sat there in your seat as the angry old white man going, that's not right. That's
How do I
not
explain
right.
that to my 26-year-old no. son?
I don't know that anybody else even noticed it.
But you did. Because you're pro-lesbian.
I had to stand up. I had to under the seatbelt.
Oh, so they were next to you.
And they were in my row.
Did you notice they got out a comforter during the flight and had curious digits?
No.
Curious digits.
I didn't see that, no. But they did get up and they used the restroom together.
And did you,
how long were they gone?
No, I didn't crane my neck to look back over my seat to see, you know, how long they were in there together. I didn't do that.
How long were they gone?
Is it possible they didn't go in together?
10 minutes, maybe.
Maybe they didn't.
Jamie,
maybe.
Lesbian, what was going on?
They may not have gone in together. I don't know.
And
they went
frisky
back to
lesbo. When they arrived back to the seat, did you give them a look and go, so how'd it go?
I didn't.
That would have been great. Yeah.
I didn't. I was looking desperately for a sky pig because I knew you would have enjoyed the picture, but I didn't see any of those either.
No sky pig?
I didn't see any sky pig.
From St. Louis to Las Vegas?
I didn't
Impossible.
See any. I didn't see it.
Impossible.
I was disappointed.
Somebody had to have some Burger King on that flight that they had purchased hours beforehand and said to themselves, once we go over the Rockies, I'm going to treat myself.
I didn't see that.
Were the lesbians, huh?
But then on the... No. No, 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 no.
You insta-called it.
Then on the way back, somebody got sick on the plane as soon as we take off.
Oh, the vomit comet?
Well, I don't know about that. It was happening way in the back again, and they announced that there'll be no service from Las Vegas to St. Louis. There'll be no snacks, no drinks, nothing, because someone is ill, and we need to be able to get up and down the aisle real quick.
Hungover.
It was a young girl. It was a 20-something girl.
Yeah, that's the
risk. No, it used to be. When you're old like me, you can remember the days where flying on a plane was like an event, and now it's like getting on a Greyhound bus. It used to seem like a bigger deal.
Yeah. Well, it costs the same to fly now as it did 40 years ago. It used to be you had to be pretty well healed to actually get on an airplane. And now it's a good thing. Everybody flies if you got to go a long distance.
Yeah, but we're like well healed.
Yeah, we are extremely well healed. The three of us, anyway. I didn't even think about the hungover thing. They asked, is there a doctor on the flight? And I think a guy got up. And they said, does anyone here have a glucometer? They said, you'll know what it means. If we have to explain, never mind. I don't think anybody got up and handed them a glucometer.
Sounds like a diabetic episode.
That's what I was thinking.
You were like, I'm Dr. Vaughn, but my doctorate is in journalism. I would have been any VOs to cut.
Could have helped him with that.
Doug, you were on a flight with no sky pigs, but a flight that had lesbianism. What an amazing flight. It's from Milt Thompson.
I didn't see
it. Were you flying on Virgin Atlantic?
No, I did not see a sky pig. Didn't.
Well, I think it's cool that you're in another city and you did live shots and you're up on the satellite. I call it up on the bird, bringing journalism from the West Coast back to the Midwest for your fans.
We're not on the satellite anymore. We're just basically on a cell phone. We carry a little backpack that's called a live view that's about like 10 cell phones jammed together, and that's how you go live now, just on cell phones.
Is that right?
Yep. You don't need the satellite. You don't need live trucks. You don't need any of that.
Except sometimes if there's not enough broad bandwidth. Then,
it can be tricky in a crowded stadium. It can be tricky.
But and then usually you're doing your live shots from stadiums.
It's the 7 o'clock hour, brought to you by Acorns Golf Links. Just a short 20 minutes from the JB Bridge. Visit acornsgolflinks.com for more details or for a tee time. On the program today, Reed Lowe, 8 o'clock, Kelly Chase, 8:30, Brett Hull, 9 o'clock, Joe Micheletti at 9:30, and your emails. Email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Seamonster, what are the standings, Doug, as we head down the stretch here? A lot of people have been keeping their eye on Stephen Wildwood. We have six more emails of the day before the end of May. Can Stephen Wildwood hold off the hard-charging Misty Plops? A few people have compared this to the 1993 National League West battle between the Atlanta Braves and San Francisco Giants.
Who did? Who compared that?
A few people.
That's a magnificent comparison.
Thank you.
But here are your standings. You have Stephen Wildwood in the lead with 4, hot on his trail, Misty Plops, and Matt Hubolsa at Hanks.
Yeah, Matt Hubolsa at Hanks has kind of flown under the radar because he's been there before and he can do it, but he's more of a winter performer.
Well, bowling's kind of a winter sport.
Right.
They both have 3 wins, and then you have 5 others, including Cucky the Dwarf, who are on the board with 1.
A lot of people are crediting Saturday's victory to Cucky the Dwarf, Doug. I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but he was posting videos throughout the course of the day as he traveled around St. Louis proper to fire up fans in his half shirt that is tattered with a Blues logo. Here's a guy who on Game 7, the morning of Game 7, picketed or something outside of our building in a half shirt and jean shorts, exposing his tight, taut, rewarding midriff, and did the same thing for Game 7 against the Stars, Blues 2-0. And yeah, it's been a Game 7 thing, but he kind of felt like essentially Saturday night was an elimination game for the Blues, and so he called himself into duty early, and look at the results. Here's a guy who is now 3-0.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, I think it's that kind of guy who said, this one's on me, I'm going to do everything I can to ensure a Blues win. That's admirable. I think we should look to him for leadership.
Well, they could use this one tonight. Maybe he ought to be parading himself.
I haven't seen him out there yet.
And our Post-it notes have been taken off the window here. The shrub walker hasn't returned in a while. All right.
Sounds like you're not too happy with
people. Well, that Cucky is just as big a Hoosier as you'd ever hope to see. But for some reason, he's got some magic where it comes to these blue notes.
Doug, it's a 7 o'clock start tonight at the Scott Trade Center. Yep. Blues and Shocks.
And I've noticed that the Sharks enjoy some cheap shots. They really do. I mean, they legitimately do. People say he hit Tarasenko while he was on the ground. I would say he drove his elbow into him. That's actually what he did.
Yeah.
And then the best was, because you don't see this too often in hockey, you kind of understand you're going to get hit. So on Saturday night, Blues are up comfortably. There's a bit of a skirmish up against the end boards, and Petrangelo's in there. And out of nowhere, Thornton just hits him from behind. Petrangelo's not even looking at him, and he turns around, and I think he says, "What the F?" Like, what kind of bitch move was that?
Yeah.
So then after the game, and I don't know what the deal with this guy is. I do think Hitchcock started it by saying that Pete's going to complain about the officials, because I don't think DeBoer was going after Hitchcock at all. He was complaining about the officials, and I didn't even think the complaining was that big of a deal. I was surprised Hitchcock brought it up, but whatever. If you can put a guy on tilt, put a guy on tilt if he's that weak. So after the game, Mark Purdy, who is the San Jose Mercury News columnist, is asking DeBoer about the changes and doesn't even get to finish his question. And here is Pete DeBoer's response to Purdy's question regarding Hitchcock's changes in goal and on the lines for Game 4.
Hit the lever, Plowsy.
Did they change anything on their forecheck tonight that they were able to be more effective with that, or was it just a matter of battle level, or what was it?
I'm sure Hitch will tell you he made all kinds of great adjustments, and every one of them worked tonight. Hats off to him.
And with that, he got up and left.
Yeah, with that, he got up and left. Yeah. And so what is the deal with this? Like, if the Sharks lose in a Game 7 Friday night at Scott Trade Center, he's liable to just not go out there and shake hands. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy really is. I thought the whiny Pete thing was kind of like, well, Hitchcock, in my opinion, started it by going after him on him complaining about the officials. But the thing on Saturday night after Game 4, I'm just like, what is this? What a juvenile, but whatever.
I think I'd be in favor of suiting up Ryan Reeves tonight and let him dole out a little justice.
The tough thing is at this, I would too, like just from an entertainment standpoint, mm-hmm. but at the same time, at this point, 2-2, Game 5, as we discussed a little earlier in the Acorns Golf Link 7 o'clock hour, 78% of the time the winner of the Game 5 goes on to win the series. You don't want to put yourself in a spot where you're given the Sharks man advantages, and so you answer by turning the other cheek at this point and scoring goals and winning the game. But that was the Burns thing was super dirty, and the Thornton on Petrangelo, and especially you consider the history with Thornton and the Blues. Granted, you're going back 6 years with the Perron hit, but and some, even during the broadcast, I went back and watched that yesterday, and Pang said that didn't seem like it was malicious, got him a penalty. But, there were a lot of Blues players and alumni at the time who were stunned that the Blues did not render their own form of justice. I think that was a December game, a lot different than Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. But that thing on Saturday night, hitting Petrangelo and he wasn't looking from behind with a punch, was just like, what? I mean, if like a Blues player did that, I go, God, that's just a bitch.
This
move.
Is the time where you have to be as disciplined as you possibly can, especially with that San Jose power play. You don't want to take bad penalties. You don't want to go out there looking to do anything. You really have to be as disciplined as you possibly can.
Well, I wish the officials would start reviewing things like that. If they miss a punch like that, somebody ought to tell them you missed a punch, and a guy ought to be in the penalty box.
What about the fact that the game has now turned into like an NFL game where you're reviewing offsides?
Well, I'm okay with that. I really am. Get the call right. There's nothing worse than feeling like you got screwed out of a championship because of refs.
Yeah, but you're talking about, I mean, it's standard procedure now just to roll the dice to see if that one skate is I think you're taking a little too far with that. We've seen it cost the Blues. I mean, you're talking about
that offside call, yeah, I could be talked into maybe not challenging that. But the ones around the goal, reviewing all the close plays.
I was talking about the offside.
Yeah.
Doug, hold on a second. Let's go back to something here. How was Atlanta in the National League West in 1993?
Well, they had a heck of a club. They had a heck of a staff, Timmy.
No, I think he's asking about divisional alignment.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we all know what the divisional alignments were like in 93. And for me to go into a long dissertation now and break it down piece by piece, I don't think is serving anybody any good.
That'd be insulting our audience.
I think it would be.
But the Reds, the Astros, and the Braves were all in the West.
Exactly my point. Nice. Thank you.
Doug didn't want to be the one to have to point that out. Right.
Video P.
No, I don't know. Video I don't know why P. Hockey has to be the one sport where it's considered tough guy. It's okay. It's cool to skate up behind a guy when he's not looking and hit him in the head. If you did that in any other sport, the guy would be run out on a rail. They'd say, "Sorry, that doesn't cut it here. You're out."
Hits, fights. It's part of it. I enjoy it personally. But when a guy, I mean, Petrangelo turns around and he's like mouthing, "What the f?" Going, what was that? Like,
at some point, it's assault. At some point, if you just come up and punch a guy, it's assault.
When he's not looking from behind.
Whether you're playing a sport or not, that's assault.
And this is the same guy who altered the career trajectory of David Perron with a questionable hit over the middle of, you know, in the neutral zone in December 2010. And, you know, and then you have, I mean, that thing, again, it wasn't like it was like some vicious, you know, shot like Draymond Green last night with the kick to the balls, but it was just like a bitch move. It was a bitch move. Mm.
I think there's probably all kind of cheap shots that the cameras don't even pick up.
Well, Brower laid out, I can't remember who it was, on the, was it Shaw? Or no, who would have been? I don't know, it wasn't Shaw, because it was in the Blackhawks right after he scored. But again, that was guy had just scored. He's over the middle. This thing with hitting Petrangelo, you know, and then the elbow to the ribs of Tarasenko by Burns while he's lying on the ice.
Right. I'm ready for Reeves. Get Reeves in there. He can play a little bit. Get him in there. Pick a fight with Burns. Do your 5 minutes. Come on. Pick a fight with Thornton. Do your 5 minutes.
Don't do anything that changes the complexion of the game.
That would change the complexion.
The best revenge is to win this game and be on the brink of winning it all.
Mm-hmm. I think that would change. If you took out a couple of their stars, put them in the box too, I think that'd help.
Ryan Kelly is the reason this show exists. So when you hear Reed Lowe, Kelly Chase, Brett Hull, and Joe Micheletti, think of Ryan Kelly because he's the title sponsor, Doug, is what he is.
I was thinking of Ryan Kelly when I was out in San Jose. I was looking around. The guy was showing me some houses out there in San Jose, the photographer. And he said, "Yeah, that's about $1.5 million." I said, "Excuse me, please?" He said, "You see that two-bedroom apartment? That'd cost you about $900,000." I said, "Whoa, I wonder if they got Ryan Kelly out here. He could probably get these people in those homes." I said, "Does everybody in San Jose make $800,000 a year? Everybody? How do they afford these houses?" Well, a lot of them can't because they don't have Ryan Kelly. If they were in St. Louis, Ryan Kelly would find a way to make it happen because he gets them the lowest rates, best terms. He's just a miracle worker when it comes to the mortgage industry. Number one mortgage lender for most loans closed in the Midwest, as rated by the Scotsman's Guide. Number three in the nation for FHA value. Number nine in the nation for most loans closed this year. The home loan expert in a new office now in Brentwood. Maybe you've seen their sign. They're there at Highway 40 and 170. Call Ryan and his team at 314-781-9700. 314-781-9700. Visit their website at thehomeloanexpert.com. Home Loan Expert LLC.
Timmy the Tickler is on the Appliance Discounter phone line.
Hello, Timmy. Hello, Tim.
Hey guys. I was wondering if you could answer a question for me.
Well, we'll try.
I don't know if it's because you're back in town, your lesbian story, or game five tonight, but I've got a just rock hard erection.
Yeah, put him down! Put him down! Put him down!
Once I start the podcast, we'll be able to take more calls like that. Because I'm kind of interested in a follow-up, but I don't feel like I should.
Timmy the Tickler has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name is going into the Ragazzi's handsome leather-bound suspension logule.
Can I ask a follow-up? Not to that, but get us back on track to hockey talk. So is it my understanding in some way off, you get together with your freelance shooter and then you go house hunting?
No, we went to a restaurant. We were driving to a restaurant, and on the way there, we saw a few homes, and I was asking what it cost, all because right. I've heard about the absurd housing costs in that region.
What restaurant did you go to?
It was some little Mexican restaurant. I don't know the name of it.
What'd you have?
I had some sort of chicken burrito. Nothing fancy, just a new outdoor area. But boy, there's some cash out there. Holy smokes, is there cash in San Jose proper.
And I see you're wearing your shark shirt today, a little teal.
Men of Teal.
No, it's not a shark shirt.
It's teal, baby.
Well, it's about all that's left.
Seems like you really found a home in San Jose. It's what it seems like. You fell in love with the place. You're buying a house, you're eating burritos, and now you're wearing teal.
I'm not buying a home. I don't know if the three of us together could afford to buy a home in San Jose proper.
If Seymour kicked in, we could.
It would help. It would help.
We could buy a little condo, a little rendezvous place.
I don't know.
Doug, Reggie Jacob just joined the fan page.
Okay, who's that?
I don't know. I'm just approving people over here. I'm the only person who can approve people now on the new fan page.
People actually have to ask to get into
that. It's a closed group, baby.
How many members now, Tim?
Well, we had to create our own, so we have a new page, and the new fan page is about 72 hours old. We have 2,481 members. 2,481 great Americans.
How's Bobby Vestal feel about you turning your back on his page?
Well, it's his page, and I want him to be able to do what he wants to do on there, and he, didn't like some of the discussions. He's pro-Photoshop. He's anti-religious memes. And some people would get in arguments over that. And I just thought, you know what? Let's try to minimize the headaches. Bobby, you have your page. We'll create our own. And, God bless America.
Would you say that the new fan page created by you is going to be lemming heavy as opposed to the other fan page?
No, I like,
where there's like a buffer because it was Bobby.
No, I like the open marketplace of ideas. Doug, you and I have discussed John Stuart Mill ad nauseum, and I just want people to be able to express their opinions, but there's a difference between expressing one's opinion and making things up or trolling. And sometimes perhaps it can be a fine line, but for the most part, I think we've been able to exist in peace and love. Peace and love, peace and love.
Well, boy, that sure explained everything right there. I understand it perfectly now.
Peace and love, peace and love. Doug, Jake Allen is back in net tonight. What do you think?
Well, I don't know why you'd do anything differently than what you did in the last game.
The cat, are you on board?
Except I would put Reeves in there, too.
You had a Reaver.
I'd get Reeves in there.
Do you think Reeves is going to be in there, the cat?
I don't think he will be, but I would like to see it. I would like to see him run around and knock some heads tonight.
Yeah, I'd rather avoid all penalties. Let's not jumpstart San Jose's power play. And let's win this game safely, efficiently, workmanlike.
Well, if they got guys taking cheap shots at Tarasenko and Pietrangelo, who are probably two of your top three players, I think you're probably going to have to respond somehow.
Well, I think that they actually upped the Blues up their physical play, but they did it in a clean manner. Certainly more energy. It seemed to me like they were trying to deliver the first blow out of the chute as opposed to reacting to it. And if there is cheap shot stuff, you find an opportunity if you can. The main thing is win the game and win the series.
Jeff Aiken and Casey Pullman are now members of the new TMA
family. Oh, you guys got Casey Pullman.
Aiksy and Pulsey.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just landed them.
What do we got here? Yeah, Mike.
Well, hello. Hello, Mike. Hello,
hey,
Mike.
Yesterday I went on a picnic with Jessica.
Picnic with Jessica?
Yeah, and Friday I went dancing with her, too.
Really?
Where'd you go dancing? That in cahoots?
Some kind of dancing, Friday.
Very nice.
Country line dancing?
Yeah, and then Saturday night, when 11:30, that girl, Renee, called me.
Renee.
Now, who is Renee?
Yeah, she said she loved me.
Who is this? This is a new filly in the paddock?
New girl.
Where'd you meet her, Mike?
Huh?
Where did you meet her?
She got my number. She called me Friday, 11:30 Saturday night.
Just right out of the blue?
That's a little late. That's a little late, don't you think, sir? Isn't that a little late for a phone call?
What's the cutoff time? That's debated on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Saturday, when I was at Steak and Say, I worked to 10 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Some girl drive through and say, "Hey, Mike."
Nice. Was she attractive?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She know my name.
Drive through,
she said, "Hey, Mike, tell me, come in, talk to me."
Very nice.
Oh. So. I'm happy, but I'm happy talking to that girl. She called me, so.
Now, what about the Blues? Are you happy that the Blues are back on track in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
We'll see if they can make it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Hey, I'm not going to tell Penny about that girl. Call me, so.
I wouldn't tell her that. Keep that on the down low.
I had a lot of fun yesterday at picnic.
Where'd you go?
The place called Tracy's Park.
Tracy's Park.
Where is that, Mike?
There's no some place called Tracy Park.
Yeah, exactly. Where is Tracy's Park? I've not heard of it.
You could play baseball there. Down, it's down there.
But where is it? What part of the city?
I can remember. I ride with her. And Jessica is going to be in my house today.
Yeah, she's coming.
Now, what did you put in the picnic basket besides a moor?
I don't know. So I talked one day, so she called me 11:30 at night Saturday.
A little late.
I like that, though. It kind of says, you know what, I'd like to get back.
I'm up for anything.
Yeah.
Goes on a picnic with Jessica and then takes phone calls from Renee and hides it all from
she
Penny.
Called me 11:30.
That's a little late.
I talked to her.
Too late. Too late. 10 o'clock, I'd say, is a cutoff for phone
calls. What time do you normally go to sleep, Mike?
Well, Saturday, I work till 10 o'clock at night and come home.
Okay.
Very nice.
And she called me at 11:30.
Mm. Read low at 8 o'clock. Kelly Chase, 8:30. Brett
any Oman, any thoughts for Doug?
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
I gave you my underwear. She wore my underwear.
She wore your underwear.
Yeah, your wife.
Hunt him down.
Surprised you let him go back to the well.
Mike Lee has been suspended.
Cat, nice job expediting that.
Mike Lee has been suspended a period of 2 days' time.
I have a feel for those things.
Thank you, Ragazzis. I enjoy my suspension logule. Steam table open daily from 11 to 2 for a really quick lunch. Cafeteria style, 13 different options, all for $8.50.
I got to approve some new members right quick because I'm the only one with the power to approve. Okay. Putting that on my resume.
All right.
Jason Helsher, welcome to the fan page.
Sure.
Paul Winters, welcome to the fan page.
Hello, Winsey.
Matt Fogarty, Jeremy Day, Scott Markham, Adam Embeck, Ben Burkemper, Michelle Uherick. Ooh.
Oh, it almost sounds like a girl, Tim.
Jason Raig, Joe Andres, Bobby Albertson, Brad Conrad, Nick Schrader, Robert Spence, Andy Workmeister, Frank Sheets, Scott Lebbing. That's a suspicious name, isn't it?
It's close to Lenny.
Tim, I think you might be a little drunk with power here. There might be like an Alexander Haig thing going on.
Rob Horsfield, J.P. Jersinovich, Nick Vogt, Larry Coleman.
Did you get J.P. Jersinovich?
We got him. We've been trying to get him. Mm. Bobby Mitchell, Tim Wieberling, Kate Smith. Ooh.
The old singer? Kate Smith is still around?
Jocelyn Fretwell. How about all these broads? This Jocelyn Fretwell doesn't look too bad either. What's the word?
Oh, I'm sure that's her real picture, Tim.
John Beard.
Mm-hmm.
Now you think you're that suspicious.
They're all giving up their membership in the old page, you think?
Well, you can be a member of both.
Oh.
It's kind of how I've approached my sexuality.
Yeah.
Plow Shark, I was up at Billy G's on Saturday, but you were not there. You had a night off. I hope that you got your night off.
Yeah, I did a little work around the house as well. I had to keep
spring cleaning, Doug.
Is that right?
Well, it's really gotten bad. I had some stains outside the trash can on the wall from soups and pizza, so I had to kind of take care of that.
Soup stains on the wall?
Like you would throw like a can of soup in there, and then it would do the splatter.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So I had to just clean up the wall, clean up the bathroom, and, you know, doing the usual. But yeah, Sunday was an absolute pony.
Mm. At Billy G's?
Yeah. Beautiful. Brunch is fantastic, regardless of the weather, and all the stars aligned for one busy day.
Oh, I had a great time on Saturday. Saturday was a great, great day. It really was.
I agree.
Now, why did you were off, and you went to Grant's Farm, and I saw you ran into some of the listeners.
I did. Some listeners. Melissa Marr.
Melissa was there?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And Grant's Farm's great. It just shows the difference. One guy thinks a great day is ponying up and having a taste, and the other guy likes riding a camel with his son.
No. I was kind of family oriented. I got up at 8:30. I have no idea how that happened, and went and worked out. Evolve Personal Fitness, Doug. Doug Schlenk worked out with him Saturday morning. Highly recommend that Evolve Personal Fitness to our audience. It's at I-44 in Lindbergh, group training classes and individual training classes, and I got my taut and I got my rewarding on. And then I went and hit golf balls with my dad because I think I'm coming out of retirement.
Are you really?
No. Wow. And look, I got a blister.
Oh, sure.
I hold the club the wrong way. I need somebody to coach me up.
Can't you get a private school kid to hit the ball for you?
Do they let you do that?
Well, yeah. Yeah, some call them caddies, but if you got a tough shot, you could get one to take a shot for you every now and then.
I didn't know that.
At least carry your bag. You didn't carry your bag from the car to the tee.
No, CBC guy did.
No. So I have an injury, too.
Is that from hitting golf balls?
I have an Avengers Band-Aid on my
finger. I bet Tyler loves that.
Yeah. I sliced up my finger with a buck knife.
No.
Yeah, I was building a shelter.
For who?
Just to see if I could.
And you can.
I'm preparing for an unforeseen turn of events. I have a stockpile of food of for 17 years in my basement, yeah. And water
noodles?
For 30 years. And
what else?
I have 17 generators. Yeah.
So it's underground, a bunker sort of thing.
Not really.
Kind of like what Steve Carlton has.
Does he have a bunker?
I think he used to anyway. Yeah.
And then after hitting golf balls with my father, ponied up at Billy G's, had dinner with Anna Marie and her parents. Caller Jordan and Eric in the Central West End came up there, had some booze.
Mm-hmm.
Another friend of mine, Steve Stoles, came up there, had some drinks, watched the Blues. People were all fired up.
Mm-hmm.
Did a Periscope session. All hell broke loose.
Well, you called Periscope it a session instead of a sesh.
You're right.
It's kind of odd.
Maybe show some maturity, finally. I'm 5 months away from turning 40. Right. Maybe it's the right
time
to start. Stop saying sesh.
So you just started with your Periscope showing what was
going
on?
Well, I saw Chris Raby was doing a post-game Periscope session. I saw he had 35 viewers, and I'm thinking to myself, this is KMOX. It's like a real radio station and everything. And I thought to myself, if I just do something dumb from Billy G's, I bet we're going to get more than 35 viewers, and we wound up with 1,200 viewers.
So you wanted to stick it in Chris Raby's
No, because I love Chris Raby, and if
too.
I could, I would hire him over here, but I have a feeling he's enjoying himself at KMOX. But I think I know a lot about Chris Raby, and he's great.
We're gonna bring that back.
I really do like
Chris Raby. I'm a fan of his.
I do.
He's really good.
But anyway, but it was kind of cheating because I had Anna Marie and caller Jordan, and then they took the phone. And as you can imagine, some of the comments in the Periscope session went off the rails a little bit.
Did you shut it down at that point?
Well, Jordan took the phone and just kind of started walking around the bar with it, and then it got very mean spirited, and she's not used to seeing this, whereas the three of us see the text inbox and our tweets, and we know how mean it can get.
It hurt her feelings?
I don't know if it hurt her feelings, but she started flipping off the Periscope. And, you know, it's just kind of like when Ibon, producer Joe and the Non-Gay, used to get rattled by Justin in Columbia. All it would do would be poking the beehive, and it leads to more, you know. And it's a whole thing. But it didn't ruin the day, boy. It didn't ruin the day.
She wasn't in tears or anything.
No.
I saw that Prod Joe yesterday. I love that guy.
Every he loves America.
For a guy to still be brought up twice, three times a week on this show, he hasn't been part of it, and has no interest in anything we do on the show anymore.
Mm-hmm. No.
But he's great.
Great. Some of the best times we had on the show were involved producer Joe.
And oh, let's reminisce.
And Martin.
Yeah, but they both got out of here, didn't they?
What do you mean?
For a reason.
And he just looked at me like I'm the reason that Martin left and Joe left.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts my feelings.
Tim, I can help you with your golf grip. Doug, bring your shaft over here so I can show him. That's from the Southside Man Diver. Yeah, I have some kind of grip that lead. This is what happened the last time I played.
You got the Band-Aid on too tight because I can see the top of your thumb is turning purple.
Yeah, you like my purple-headed warrior?
Ah!
So I have this blister. Hit the 3-iron, and then I could feel the skin push up.
Yeah, you weren't wearing gloves?
Big Al wears on both hands. I just go with the left hand as a right-handed golfer. So I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a grip. I think you just might have delicate little hands that haven't done an honest day's work. You know?
Yeah, I bust tables at Pietro's 20 years ago.
Now, do you have special clubs for the pincers?
Right, yeah. Have you ever seen – I bought Gary Coleman's clubs when he passed away from his estate.
Did you? Not just cute little clubs.
Right. Sometimes if I really lay into a drive, it'll go a buck 25.
Really?
Yep.
But straight as the Dickens, I'm sure.
Oh, God, yeah.
And if it isn't, his dad runs out in the fairway and throws it in the middle.
There it is,
30 yards. Look at that. Doug has a blister on his hand, too, but from other reasons. That's from Hung Like Lex.
Hung Like Lex, you've been suspended.
How do you know what he meant?
That's
not fair.
Maybe you were carrying a tripod for your shooter in San Jose and got a blister. Is that possible, sir?
Name is going into the Ragazzi's handsome leather-bound suspension log. Gil and I don't suspect that felt very good.
Do you carry the tripod for your shooters and stuff?
I feel
that's beneath me. Is that wrong?
It probably is, yeah.
I don't like to give them the idea that we're, like, on the same level.
When you work in TV news, there's nothing beneath you.
What's that guy carrying?
Is that Cucky the Dwarf?
No. It's like a big, like he's a pole vaulter or something.
Tim, why were people screenshotting your Periscope? That's creepy as hell, brah. I didn't know people were screen. How do you know that people are screenshotting Periscope?
I don't even know how to screen shoot it. You take a picture of what's going on?
Yeah.
A camera? I don't know. Who cares?
That's Manchild 79.
That would be a big deal.
Ask Manchild 79.
Maybe Manchild 79 was just looking out for Tim.
He is, man.
If he's periscoping, it's clearly he doesn't care that you see what's on there.
But it's creepy if someone's trying to save the image. Periscope is like, here, enjoy the moment with us.
Right.
Don't save it for your own
nefarious
things.
We'll have a Blues
post-game
show, a lovely win. It's a beautiful night. I imagine everyone's in wonderful spirits. But just like our guest at 8 o'clock, Rick Reed Lowe experienced, and just like I experienced, it doesn't matter. Anytime you expose yourself on social media, no matter how great of a moment it is, you will be attacked.
I disagree. If you send out happy birthday to Julian Tavares, you're not going to get any blowback from that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends what
that's
you
what
do.
I should have done.
Yeah.
I should have gone that route.
Most people are definitely angry on social media. They would love
I don't even think they're angry. I just feel that they're empowered with an element of people not really knowing who they are, where they can get a piece of someone. Look, I'm smarter than you or better than you.
No, that's kind of being angry.
Hey, Tim, is it gay to have sex with a tranny if you're the top? Thanks, Sean Mahoney's Deadeye. That's a good question.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. No. I'm surprised you'd ask the question. This is a sports talk show host.
It's Sean Mahoney, though.
Right. He didn't ask the question.
Text in 314-880-0808. You're welcome to call in 314-880-0808. For Blues fans, the Sea Monster has prepared a banquet for you to feast. We have Reed Lowe, Kelly Chase, Brett Hull, Joe Micheletti, all coming up over the next 2 hours. And then your emails for email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Not only are we giving away gift certificate to Dirty Dogs, but the Sea Monster has just informed me that Melissa Marr, senior account executive here, vice president of sales at Inside STL, has thrown in another prize. The same woman you saw at Grant's Farm, the cat, she is giving prizes to the listeners. We are adding a pair of Bud Bash tickets to the prize today. It's a David Eckstein bobblehead night and an autograph that is added to our email of the day. So additional Cardinal tickets this evening. And it speaks volumes for how the city is absolutely engrossed in Stanley Cup playoff hockey and the Blues, in the fact that the Cubs are here. They're the first place team. If the Blues weren't playing, I'm sure we'd be spending a lot of time on this, but here 50 minutes into the show, we're just getting to the fact that the Cardinals are playing the Cubs, and I feel like most of the city will not even be paying that much attention. Don't get me wrong, people will be watching because some people just don't get into hockey, but for the most part, people will be focused on Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. And I think that's more of a reflection on the enthusiasm over the Blues than it is on the Cardinals being a 500 team, although I, along with other people, just don't necessarily find watching this team at this moment too fascinating.
No.
Well, yesterday it wasn't a fascinating game, but they are two games over 500. They're not exactly a 500 team, if you don't mind me saying.
Go ahead, ring the bell for yourself.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Well, you can see why people are caught up in this Blues thing. I mean, they're two wins away from going to the Stanley Cup Finals. They haven't been there since 1970. Stuff doesn't come around in a while.
I'll be watching the Blues while I watch the Cardinals. That's how I do it. I multitask.
Well, that's terrific.
And a lot of folks in the stands, you could see, do the same thing. Especially they got free Wi-Fi.
Now everybody's got Wi-Fi, huh? How's that work? Pretty well?
I didn't try it yet.
Well, if there's free Wi-Fi there, a lot of people will be able to
see. I already
see
had Wi-Fi in the press box.
Yeah. But now it's all over the stadium.
Yes, sir.
Doug, I got to welcome more people to the fan page.
Okay.
Dustin Disselhorse, he's in.
Dissy.
Adam Otten, he's in. Kenny Kiefer, he's in. Wasn't he the quarterback at Missouri in the mid to late 80s?
Kent Kiefer. That was Kent Kiefer.
Yeah, but this could be him.
Could very well be.
I think that's him.
Eric Foranash, welcome.
Foranzy.
J.D. Wyatt, Steve O'Leary, David Bina, Scott Sansusi, Mike Brand, R.J. Boyer, Kirk Gino, Ryan Udy, Craig Moretto, Aaron Hudson, Steve Patton, Sandy Lynn, Tommy Hodgkins.
You got Tommy Hodgkins.
You got him. Todd Thrasher. I like that name. If I did Stag Films, I'd be Todd Thrasher.
If I were you, I would make them sign a lemming pledge before they're approved to be on the fan page. You have to, like if you're signing up for Wi-Fi, you agree to all the terms. You have to click a box. I agree to be a Tim Lemming. Mm. Well, you think that would be a prudent way to...
I'm sure it's on there.
Peter Gent, John Thomas Walsh, Steve Seward, Rob Brandenburg, John Thomas Walsh, Kevin Tyler, George Applin, Jess Brazil, Doug.
You like the name.
Jess Brazil.
Oh, wow. It's a girl.
We have 12 mutual friends. Yeah. Daryl M. He might not last. We have a no fake name policy on the fan page. Vanessa Young. Vanessa Young Keller. I think I know her from high school. Erin Henry, another lady. Doug, look at all these women that are in there. Bradley Overby, Brian Kirsch, welcome to the fan page. Here is another lass on the line. Yeah, Jessica.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
My husband, Delino DeShields, listens all the time.
You're married to DeShields. Delino DeShields, the old Cardinal second baseman.
Yeah.
I don't even know what team he plays for. I have no freaking idea. He listens with all of his dumb friends every morning and talks about it nonstop. And he told me to call in.
You're not the wife of caller Adam, are you?
No, wife of Delino DeShields.
Okay.
Cardinal
just, it was just a follow-up, and it wasn't saying that I don't believe you're married to Delino DeShields.
I'm not.
And your
real name is something else.
And your husband wanted you to call in and say something in particular.
Well, he's bringing me to the Blues game tonight, and I make him bring me to one game a year, and he really waited to the last minute. So
there's nothing wrong with that. I like to play, if I could see you, I'd guess your breast size, but since I can't, I like to guess your age. I'm going to go, what do you think, Doug? What do you think? I've got a number.
I'm going to say she's...
20. You know, my birthday is this weekend.
Okay, knock it off. I'm going to say she's 27, about to turn
31.
28.
I was going to say 26.
I just want to say that I love Doug the most.
Well, I guess 26.
Because of my guess or because of, you know, for obvious reasons?
Well, obvious reasons.
All right.
No,
I don't really
30.
Know what
I'm
they
gonna
are.
Be 31
I would like to know
Saturday.
What those reasons are. If
you're
going to
be 31,
guess.
Jessica?
Yes.
So I won.
Huh?
You did, but yet she ain't got no love.
I understand. But what is it specifically you love about Doug, Jessica?
Yeah, be very vivid.
I like that he puts everyone on probation when they send nasty things into the show.
That's right. Not just probation, but suspension.
Yeah.
Full suspension.
Yeah, that's right, suspension. Right.
Jessica, real quickly, Blues game tonight. Have you ever been with a woman?
Well, I do have a twin sister, so you think about it.
Oh, God.
You think about it, she said.
I will, actually.
Oh,
What's wrong, Doug?
I don't think that's what you meant, was it?
It's fine with me.
Oh, come on.
Anything that gets the synapses firing is better for the show. It's better for the company.
Can
it's better
I just
for the
say
show.
Hi to a few people who listen?
Yeah, sure. We're doing shout-outs like Magic 108 in the early 90s.
Also, if you want to sell a lawnmower, get it out there, too.
I'm not selling a lawnmower, but right. I would like to say hi to Jack, Blake, Tom, and then the president of my company also listens, and my boss, Chris and Brian.
Oh, so you work at Stiefel.
No.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Don't say no. Well, where do you work?
Well, am I allowed to say it on the radio?
Of course you are. What the hell? What do you think? Oh. This is a real show?
Well, I work at PlanCorp, and I know that the cat's friends with Chris.
Wow, there's a whole lot going on here, the cat.
PlanCorp?
Yeah.
What is PlanCorp?
We're a financial planning firm out in town and country.
Oh, well, pardon the hell out of us, okay?
Do you handle people with a net worth of $25,000?
Probably
do you
not.
Handle that?
No.
I could be maybe a client.
Yeah, I handle those type of people on the show.
And then you should be a regular on the show. You'll get a lot of business. Thank you, Jessica. Enjoy your lesbianism.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
All right.
Jessica.
She didn't
totally
say
wants
she was
us.
Going to have lesbianism.
That's what I heard. Absolutely.
She said she had merely had a twin sister.
And told you to think about it.
Exactly. Anytime somebody says think about it, you know what's doing. Man, this is hot.
It's not hot. Twin sisters, not hot.
You brought it up on the show with your plane trip.
Yep.
So
I just reported what I saw. I am a reporter at heart. Does the Fifth Estate mean anything at all to you? I never stop reporting what I see.
More women are joining the fan page. Cheryl Blassie Page. You think she's related to Classy?
I believe so. I believe that's her daughter.
You know this?
Yeah, she has messaged me once and said that her father was Freddie Blassie, because we've talked
Around a golf club,
We've talked about him on the show.
Well, she just joined the Freddie Blassie.
He used to call people pencil neck geek, right?
Was that was his move?
Yeah. Oh, he was
pencil neck geek.
Shiraj Prashad, welcome. Joe Kraus, John Bergman, Julie Roberts, Christy Wilkerson.
Julia Roberts?
No, this is Julie. That's Julia.
Okay.
Kevin Seltzer. Now, he was a third baseman with the Royals.
Seltzer.
I still think it might be the same guy. Lester Hand. Michael Gruzeski. Russ Cottle. Got him,
Russell,
the cat.
Russy. Indeed.
That's a good get.
Paul Martin and Greg Hagel. Wow, they're all members now of the new TMA fan page on Facebook. Doug, it's time for you to become a member and engage in discussion.
All right. Now, Paul Martin was my dad's old boss a long time ago. He went to jail. I doubt it's the same guy, same name.
What did he go to jail for, Doug?
Some sort of insurance fraud.
This is wrapping up the Acorns Golf Link, 7 o'clock hour. Bud Light Stanley Cup playoff coverage coming up next. How about the next 2 hours? Reed Lowe, Kelly Chase, Brett Hull, Joe Micheletti, and then we cap it off with the email today before handing it off, presented by Lion's Choice, to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Bud Light, a light-bodied lager with a fresh, clean, and subtle hop aroma, delicate malt sweetness, and crisp finish for ultimate refreshment. The presenting sponsor of our Stanley Cup playoff coverage here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. It closes out the Acorns Golf Links 7 o'clock hour. Reed Lowe next on the Ryan Kelly Morning After.